The latest DFACT forecast is $23 million higher than forecasted in September. That gives lawmakers about $88 million more for next year than anticipated in June. Earlier this year, lawmakers approved increases in taxes for alcohol and cigarettes to help close a $300 million deficit. They also raised the realty transfer tax, but revenue generated has so far fallen short of expectations. Finance Secretary Rick Geisenberger says lawmakers hadn't adjusted the realty transfer tax or alcohol taxes in decades, so it was hard to forecast how much revenue it would generate.
There really could be two factors. One is retailers stocking up in advance of the tax taking effect, and the other being consumers perhaps stocking up in advance of that tax taking effect.
Even if this month's forecast holds, much of what was cut from last year's budget can't be added back in without raising additional revenue. The state's also dealing with rises in education spending, health care costs, and additional funding requested for the Department of Corrections. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.